Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, a Josh diverticulitis update plus semen in space and walk-up music. It's coming up in just a minute.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Rocks. Time now for Great Moments in NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament History.
The year 1942. The place? Obstructed View Coliseum. Injuries are quite common during sporting events. And while football is considered the more brutal, basketball has its share of athletes hurt during play. During one regional game, three college hoopsters accidentally lost an eye. That day will be remembered for two important changes it brought. This was both the first time the sky hook was used and the last time the Seton Hall Pirates actually used real pirates on their team.
This has been Great Moments in NCAA Men's Basketball History.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Well, thank you very much, Josh. Good to see you back in gear. You feeling okay today?
Doing it's a long road.
I see.
Yeah.
You got this, buddy.
Josh is dealing with something called diverticulitis, and limiting your diet to. Are you still just the bone broth? And
No. I can have. It's still very limited, but. Like, I'm having a turkey sandwich this morning.
Oh. Ooh.
But I can only have sourdough or gluten-free right now while they try to get things to calm down.
Okay.
But it's great.
Can you put anything on it?
I'm not, just because I don't
Hot sauce.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No, they have me on something called low FODMAP right now, which is very... It has something to do with the way sugars ferment in your digestive system, and so.
This sounds very complicated and scientific.
Oh, dude, I'm learning a lot.
Speaking of science, we have an entire hunk about about semen, and I mean the sperm type, yeah. not the ahoy type,
not the navel.
Yes. fascinating stories involving outer space. And research about ejaculation in space.
Wow!
I don't know how these all sort of coalesced.
Have one of the astronauts finally admitted to it? They masturbated.
Not that I know of. This is all based on scientific speculation, and we have a NASA moon base proposal, some other really interesting stuff going on. We have also been. Talking a lot about music to either enter a room by, the so-called walk-up music. Mm-hmm. And I've got this is a suggestion I am not familiar with, although I do know about this band, because one of our comedian guests has a son who is in this band, interestingly enough. And it's called Avenged Sevenfold.
Yeah, they're cool.
Yeah, you like those guys?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he suggests this should be my walk-up music.
That's a good one.
What this one is? He said it's called Hail to the King. think it's going to kick in any second. A little faster. There we go. Maybe start it right there. What do you think? Too slow?
No. If you've got a long intro, this is a...
Am I coming from the from downstairs, getting in the elevator, and
you're just leaving the hotel?
Okay. Oh, here we go. Now, yeah, this is good right here. Yeah. Okay. Very good. Thank you very much. Well, thanks for thinking of me in Clewiston, Florida. You ever heard
Clewiston?
Of that? Clewiston.
I have not.
I haven't got a Clewiston where.
Danny calls it America's sweetest town.
Oh,
is
that nice?
Actually, I do know where that is. It's, I think, I could be wrong, but I think it's near the Everglades. It's outside, it's like in the middle of the state. Hmm. I have been there, yes.
Well, we have a whole list today of town names, both in North America and elsewhere, that are very unusual. A couple really, really odd ones. Do you want to just give me one of them, Christy?
Well, sure. I can.
There's some that are kind of famous, like French Lick. Is one of the ones you hear all the time.
Yeah. Wanker's Corner is in Oregon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wanker's.
Wonder what they do there.
I mean, it must have been a guy named Wanker.
You would think.
And that's, of course, in England, Wanker's Corner would be a...
Slippery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A whole different thing.
There's a Hooker, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jess,
if you're listening.
Yeah, what else?
There's Dick Shooter, Idaho.
Okay.
All right.
That will lead. Can you save Dick Shooter for our hunk about the male seed?
Sure.
You think Dick Shooter, Idaho is named after an angry lady?
Now, we have Christy Lee at the news desk. We've covered a lot of ground. I think we've done every possible story about the male seed.
No, we talked about frequent of ejaculation and how it can save your prostate. On the opposite side of that, apparently, if you don't ejaculate on a regular basis, it could hurt your sperm. That's right. Abstinence may spoil your sperm quality. Studies showed sexual abstinence not only led to DNA damage in sperm, but sperm motility and viability also declined.
So for these little swimmers, practice makes perfect?
I guess so.
If you miss swim practice...
Now, while
you're
going,
not gonna swim as well.
While going longer does increase the sperm, it may degrade the quality of those sperm.
So it increases the amount of So if one waits a long period of time, it increases the number of little fellers swimming.
Yes. So sometimes
I always heard after 5 days, the body sort of absorbs and it starts over.
Yes.
It's not.
Really?
Yeah.
Get that funny taste in your mouth.
Boy, then you're really backed up, aren't you?
Wow.
So if you don't want a bad batch, what is that? I wonder what the optimum time is between it then for...
fertilization?
Yeah.
I have no idea, but I know that when we were trying to conceive, they said to abstain for a while, not to have sex every day.
But this is saying don't abstain too long or you're going to have... Okay.
Yeah. Bad quality.
Just like any good produce section, you need some turnover.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true.
A little mist.
However, they ask you not to turn it over in the produce section.
They do ask you that.
Yeah. Yes.
They ask you that very loudly.
You know, that's awkward with the grocer. Look, I'm just trying to improve my motility. I'm sorry about soiling the cantaloupes.
The label said kumquat.
Yeah.
Have you heard of the Quitter app?
Well,
Quitter. It's Quitter. It's an app that claims to help men quit porn addiction.
Oh yeah, I've heard of this.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a friend who uses it, actually.
It appears that the Quitter app has leaked intimate data on hundreds of their users, though.
I knew it. Take that, Matt.
Hundreds of thousands, actually.
Have to give the guy's name.
I didn't give his last name.
He didn't say Renfield.
Johnson?
A security flaw allowed an independent researcher to access a database containing extremely personal information, including ages, masturbation frequency, triggers for pornography use, and the personal confessions about users' struggles with porn addiction or porn consumption.
It sounds like a nice thing, a helpful thing for some.
Well,
So wait a minute, I'm confused. So guys get this and they enter data into it. How does it help them stop?
I don't know. Are you familiar with how this works?
It's an accountability app where you log how often, and it's
So you have to use it correctly to make it work.
Your buddy Matt, can you take him some wet wipes? I've got them right here. He's got to go right to the phone.
Is it like at the end of the week when your phone will tell you, you spent this much
time? Yes. Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
You lost 7.5 hours to masturbation.
Exactly.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. Oh,
but you got in 10,000 strokes.
Right. But no, there's rewards you went 24 hours without. So you get a reward or you get a badge. You know,
A badge?
Does
your buddy Matt wear it around like he's...
No.
It's got to be all...
Yeah.
Behavioral cognitive therapy.
Yeah, it is.
It's,
well, like anything else that you'd be addicted to.
Do you type in your triggers?
I believe so.
Yeah, sure.
It's an accountability app.
Which fast food waitresses you like the best? Hey, the chick at Chipotle behind the counter. Hot.
Okay, I think that says something about Tom.
I don't really go there.
I'm going to have to go there.
That is weird. Does it work?
It's helped him.
Good.
He said it helped out. So
this is going to be, if it's not already, an epidemic.
There is an app to make you quit your phone, like to stay off of your phone.
Well, how do you do it? You had to be on your phone.
I know. That's
it prints out, throw me into a river.
Yeah. It just sends you a landline.
Is this friend of yours, Matt? Not his real name.
Not his real name.
Okay. Is he a married guy?
He is.
I see. Does his wife know that he has the app?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a good thing.
It's a good thing for if someone feels that they are dealing with an issue.
Right.
But you say it's in the news because their data has been breached?
Yeah, 600,000 users, the data has been breached. But
I wouldn't be embarrassed.
No?
Yeah. Hey, I saw your name in that list. The list where it says I look at porn and would like some assistance with it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What an embarrassed...
I saw your picture on a milk carton.
I mean, who cares?
I'd be more concerned with the guy looking up the names on the list.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Good point.
Researchers are also working now to decode the science behind the expression on the human face during orgasm. Your O face.
Oh, there's...
Do you know what your O face looks like?
No.
Yeah, I don't either. Wait a minute.
Just one of gratitude.
What are scientists doing? Help read it again.
They're working to decode the science behind the expression on your O face during orgasm. Analyzing real-world videos, scientists found people climaxing frequently displayed closed eyes, lowered brows, and a dropped jaw, which resembles...
No, that's me sneezing.
It's about the same face.
Yeah. It says it resembles the universal facial expression of pain.
Mm. So some guy wrote a proposal and got a grant.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. To study the O faces of the aforementioned waitresses and counter people at Chipotle. Okay, good for you.
Yeah.
That's
Did they ask people or?
They watched videos.
Okay, so these are legit.
Yes, they're not porn people. They're real people, real life, real videos.
So they had to get people to come volunteer to...
Yeah, looks
or
like
or you could have your partner just, hey, can you hold my phone and record this for just a second?
Yeah. That would be a little awkward.
But you say it's similar to pain?
That's what they say.
That makes sense.
Yeah, if you think about it.
You kind of grimace or clench up or tense up. But have you ladies ever been around a man who his O face was just like, it made you laugh, like it was uncomfortable?
It was more of a no face?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. No, not at all. No.
So you're saying when my Uncle Clarence famously hit his thumb with that hammer, that's what it looked like with Eddie Gerk when he...
Maybe.
Well, if that's how you want to look at it. Yikes.
Yikes.
Yeah. A survey from Bespoke Surgical offers some interesting insights into the attitudes about the average male member. They polled 3,000 U.S. adults. 90% said they have measured their penis size. I hope these are men.
I haven't. Have you guys?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
He says no, Pat?
I think as a kid I did, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, Pat, did you use a...
A microscope first?
No. I was going to say a yardstick. I was trying
yardstick,
to give you a little gravitas there.
Can I measure mine?
Now, when you measure, where do you start?
Well, that was my issue. When
the
I
base.
Did it, I was married, and my lady came in and caught me. I was like, hey, look, I'm average. I'm at 6. And she's like, oh, well, you aren't supposed to start measuring at your B-hole.
Oh.
I was like, oh, that's the issue.
55% say they often compare their penis size to others. No. You guys walk around talking about that?
No.
No, we don't. No.
I wouldn't think so.
I guess.
You know, guys haven't seen each other's, right?
In this room, no.
No.
I haven't seen anybody in this
room. I've seen Tom's. He always talks to me.
That's how you got the urinal. Job, right?
Well, he has it out. Some power move I don't understand.
Is this one of those things where the information they get is based on people saying it about themselves?
Well, the average self-reported erect penis length in the U.S., they say, self-reported.
Yeah, that's
6.34 inches.
Average?
Mm-hmm. The average man grows 3.09 inches between being flaccid and erect. I don't know if that's self-reported. That could be a fact. When talking with friends and potential romantic partners, 65% of people overestimate their penis size, while 30% underestimate.
Interesting.
Always underestimate.
Yeah.
You always want to leave them with a surprise in a positive way.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Don't want to overpromise and underdeliver.
Give it to them in centimeters.
80% say they're confident or very confident in the size of their male member and feel good about their penis.
Okay.
75% say a partner has commented on the size. 60% of all.
Is that a common, do you think?
No.
You would only say something positive, right?
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Why would you say something negative?
I'm asking.
No, the comment that women use, they'll say, it's perfect for me. That's the one, guys. If the size is average and it's fine, then she'll say it's perfect for me.
60% of all respondents, which includes multiple genders, say girth matters more than length.
I knew it.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I mean, that was an enthusiastic endorsement.
Everybody likes a foot long, but all you need is a 6-inch with extra meat.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah.
90% of all respondents believe society puts too much emphasis on size. Most of those polled say emotional connection, chemistry, and compatibility matter more in bed than penis size. Well, of course. That would make sense.
Now, there's a list here of the sizes of the male member by state.
Who's biggest?
Iowa.
Ah, those corn farmers.
Carrying around some hogs, yeah.
This is really funny. They've got a map. This is like you're looking at a geography class book.
Huh.
There is a map with, they have different vegetables depending on your length. Banana is number one. And down the list is a pickle.
So they don't say the size, they just have a vegetable.
Oh no,
there?
they've got the size. You name a state.
Well, so what's the largest? If Iowa's the largest, what is the average there?
I don't know.
You got the smallest over there? What's the smallest?
I'm looking at the map right now.
Smallest has got to be Alaska. It's so cold.
Right.
Oh,
bitter cold.
Let's see. Alaska is very small. It's below 6. Whereas Iowa coming in well over 7.
Huh.
So, again, this is based on self-reporting. So
the banana represents 6 to 6.4 inches.
Ah.
Yes. Well, luckily, men never embellish. So.
No.
Yeah, in the top 5, you've got Iowa, South Carolina, and Indiana, among others. So, there you go. Nice work, fellas.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.